Well, thanks so much for joining us as we continue our study through Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 1. That's our passage today. Let me read the passage and then make some comments. Solomon writes, "Again, I saw all the oppressions that are done under the sun, and behold, the tears of the oppressed, and they had no one to comfort them. On the side of their oppressors, there was power, and there was no one to comfort them." Solomon reflected on life. He concluded that all is vanity. Our days under the sun in this fallen world are short, they're elusive, they're confusing, they're meaningless. We could add the word cruel to the list. Life on earth is filled with injustice, described by the Scottish poet Robert Burns as man's inhumanity to man. The oppressors come with all the power. The oppressed are left with no leverage. And Solomon repeats for emphasis that they have no one to comfort them. There's no denying that life under the sun is unfair. In his book, Why Everything Matters, the writer Philip Ryken tells the story of a 19-year-old Egyptian named Lana. She was raised in a strict Muslim home. And through the witness of a friend and Lana's personal engagement in the Bible, she trusted in Jesus as her personal Savior. When her family learned Lana's decision, she was beaten by her father and not allowed to sit with her family at meals. Eventually, she was kicked out of the house, but the persecution continued. Lana's family actually hired a person to kidnap her. She was left beaten and unconscious. But even through her oppression, Lana kept trusting. She said, I'm quoting, "I'm in real danger, but I trust God because He is alive. My comfort is that it is only a short time I'm spending here on the earth, but there will be a long time that I'll spend with Him in heaven." We know that there will come a time when there will be no more sorrow or suffering. Lana said, "This is our hope in the Lord Jesus." In this life under the sun, we will see and experience injustice. There are going to be times when we can step in and provide comfort. And as Solomon reminds us twice in this passage, there are going to be times when the oppressed have no one to comfort them. But our time on earth is short, and one day the justice of God will prevail, and one day He's going to make all things right. There will be a day for all of us when sorrow and suffering will cease. We can say, like Lana, our hope is always in Jesus. So, Father, You are the just judge, and one day Your justice will prevail, and we long for that day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.